This audio tour is designed to provide an overview of the 2015 Alliance Award-winning Innovation and CPD storyboard entitled Flipping the Classroom, a Data-Driven Model for Nursing Education. To better understand the applicability of the flipped classroom and the learning actions model to support nursing education, a specially designed data-driven flipped classroom was developed in conjunction with the 2014 ANCC Annual Symposium on Continuing Nursing Education. The goal of the project were fourfold. First, to maximize learning opportunities associated with the one-day conference. Second, to expose nurse educators to a data-driven flipped classroom model as a potential tool for their own use. Third, to validate the effect of the learning actions model in support of a blended and agile educational design. And fourth, to expand the number of contact hours available to nurse educators by combining self-paced pre-work with an in-person learning lab experience. The planning and implementation are designed in the following way as represented in the timeline on the poster. 6 months prior to the live meeting, session planning began, and a series of video-based activities were created to introduce the science of continuing education. In all, there are 11 videos, and the videos ran from 6 to 11 minutes each. 3 months before the live learning experience, the flipped learning lab was introduced, an initial communication describing to learners the opportunity. 1 month before the live program, an initial email was sent out making the video series and the e-learning environment available to the learning population. Follow-on emails were sent 3 weeks before the live meeting, 2 weeks before the live meeting, and 1 week before the live meeting. The live meeting was set up to provide case studies that enabled the learners to apply the information from the pre-learning experience. And the information that was gathered during the pre-work as an element of the learning actions model was used to narrow in and optimize the educational experience for those in attendance at the live meeting. As a bit of background, the learning action model was introduced by Archimedics nearly 3 years ago to enable planners and facilitators to capture data about learning and engagement in online educational activities. Analysis of these learning actions helped facilitators prepare the live classroom experience to complement the pre-work. Anticipated questions and areas of concern were identified, and facilitators were able to focus on the critical learning opportunities for attendees. As a bit of background about the e-learning environment, the ArcViewer technology was leveraged to create an immersive and engaging online learning environment by allowing educators to define distinct learning moments, build a searchable library of related resources, and highlight these resources to engage learners at predefined moments. In addition, within the learning environment, learners have the ability to consume content while simultaneously taking notes, setting reminders, asking faculty questions, and searching through related resources. Overall, in more than 100 learners who participated in the online experience, there are 876 views of the educational activities. Learners spent on average 19.8 minutes in each activity, and there were 815 completes of the activity series, providing an activity completion rate of over 96%. Engagement in the online learning was high. These learners took nearly 5,000 core learning actions, which were divided as follows: amongst resources viewed, resources downloaded, poll responses, learner notes, learner reminders, and learner searches. When looking at the available resources that facilitators provided within the learning environment, a breakdown of the 98 resources used by learners revealed that these resources were viewed more than 1,500 times. They were added to the learner's note stream more than 150 times, and more than 900 times these resources were downloaded. It's important to note that when learners were asked, is this your first time participating in a flipped classroom learning experience, 73% of respondents said yes. Only 27% said no, suggesting that overall, this was a naive learning population in terms of using the flipped classroom model, and therefore may be representative of your population. Critical to the experience of the pre-work was an understanding of the level of comfort that the learners had both before engaging in the online activities and immediately after consuming the online content. Learners were asked how comfortable they were applying what they learned in the educational activities, and variation in comfort level before and after the activity pointed out topics that could be seen as strengths or weaknesses of the population. Notably, variation in comfort across the topics was reduced following participation in the online series. Key to this research is understanding how prepared learners were as they arrived at the live meeting and their willingness to change their behavior. Learners committed to change in practice across a range of topics. And in fact, the percentage of learners who responded as ready to change when asked, having completed the lesson, how comfortable are you applying this information to your educational planning, delivery, and assessment, ranged from 2 to 3% for some of the educational topics, up to as high as 25% for other educational topics. On site, time was dedicated to understand more about the learner population. The four pie charts that are presented within the poster represent some additional information about this population. For example, when asked, did you view the classroom videos prior to arriving, 82% of the live meeting attendees had engaged in the video series. When asked, if you viewed the videos, do you feel more prepared to engage with faculty and to be more active learners, 76% answered in the affirmative. And when asked if they believe that providing learners with an opportunity to engage with learning materials before a live problem-based workshop, do they believe that this is an effective educational strategy? 84% of respondents agreed that this was, in fact, an effective strategy. There are four conclusions that we draw from this research project. First, the flipped learning experience prepares learners to participate and engage in live or classroom-style learning. Frequent notifications and clear communication are crucial in driving participation. Online pre-work must be designed to gather data about learners and learning such that the live intervention may be optimized. And from this experience, it's clear that the ArcViewer e-learning technology permitted planners and faculty to create a truly data-driven and therefore more rewarding overall learning experience. If you have any questions about this research or the recently awarded 2015 Innovation in CPD project, please reach out directly to the corresponding author, Brian McGowan, through his email, brian@arcimedics.com. This contact information is available within the poster. Thank you, and have a great day.